God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Central Baptist Church in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Today is the fourth day of November, 2009, and you are listening to our Wednesday evening broadcast. Our sermon is taught by visiting speaker and missionary to Scotland, Dan McCaskills, and it is entitled, A Blessed People. The entire congregation of Central Baptist Church joins me in saying to you, wherever you are in the world listening to our broadcast, Jesus loves you. And so do we. Thanks again for listening.
Shall we open our Bibles this evening to one verse only? You're probably glad to hear that from a missionary. Verse number 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3. Simple verse, probably, that you've read many times, but sometimes we have a tendency to read over things and don't really give it a lot of thought. And believe it or not, tonight we're going to focus on verse number 3, especially in this day and age we find ourselves living in, this economic time. As the brother already said, you turn on the news and it depresses you, so the good place to be is church. I was offered a newspaper to read here a while back. I said, I don't even want to read those things. It just depressed me. Forget it. And so we come to church, we open God's Word. What do we see in God's Word? Every day of our life, we open God's Word. What do we see in God's Word? Well, look at verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. There was a day in the history of the Old West when the Native Americans would use gold and silver coins for buttons on their clothing because they didn't see the value in that gold or silver. And there was a time one day when a band of renegade Indians plundered a Missouri riverboat that was carrying about $25,000 worth of gold dust in buckskin sacks. And they took all that gold dust in those buckskin sacks, went to the banks of the river, and proceeded to pour the gold dust out in the sands of the bank of that river, taking with them the buckskin sacks. They valued that which was on the outside and didn't realize the value that was on the inside. Paul in Ephesians is writing to the faithful in Ephesus. And this verse, verse 3, gives us a mandate to praise. Even in the most difficult of times. Now, if you study Ephesians, you know verses 3 to 14 make one long sentence. And as you study those verses, you see that we have a picture of the church. We see how the church was redeemed. We see how it will be rewarded one day. We also have in those verses discussed the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Verses 3 to 6 looks at the past and speaks of God the Father and our salvation. Verse 6 to 11 looks at the present, speaks of Christ's work on the cross, which affects our redemption. Verses 12 to 14 takes us to the future and speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit and our inheritance that is to come. And because of all that, we have this mandate, this call, that we ought to be a people who are a praising people. This world we live in, I think we recognize, is a world that emphasizes self, self-worth, self-acceptance, self-image. People today all around us looking for identity, sadly looking for something, trying to find some relevance, but looking in all the wrong places. And here in God's Word, and specifically in verse number 3, we have revealed to us a truth that will revolutionize each of our lives. This message in Ephesians, and if you haven't read the book of Ephesians through completely at one setting, can I encourage you to do so? Because it's a book that's all about self-worth. It's all about self-image and self-acceptance. all of that which is found in a right relationship with God through his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul writes, and he wants the Ephesians, and he wants us today to understand and to know who we are and what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's three simple points tonight that I want you to take home. As you look at verse number 3, we're going to see the one who should be blessed. Those words, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, the ones who have been blessed, who hath blessed us. And third, the blessing that the blessed possess with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at that first one, the one who should be blessed. The absolute focus is God himself. We stand today and we recognize as a people we cannot fully understand and explain the Trinity. That's something we accept by faith. We know God is one God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But this mandate to praise begins with who? God the Father. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we are going to come through the difficult times in our life and the difficult times we find our world in today, our absolute focus must be none other than God the Father. That phrase, blessed be, you'll notice in the Bible is italicized. It's added there for clarification. And in the Greek, what is doing is it is giving us a very strong statement and making a statement that is emphatic and absolute. And basically, it's a statement like this. There should never be a time when God the Father is not blessed. There's never a time when God the Father doesn't deserve our blessing. Can I say tonight, the ultimate activity of every born-again child of God should be blessing God. How do we bless God? Is that possible? Well, as we go through this, you'll see that basically there's three words for bless that we have in this verse. This first word is a word that comes from two words drawing a literal picture for us. One of the words means to speak, and the other one means well or good. And so to bless means literally to speak well or good of God. Literally, what the scripture is saying is that God is worthy of our praise. Speak well of him. To speak well of someone is to praise them. Ask me about my grandchildren, I'll speak well of them. I enjoy speaking well of my grandchildren. When I say, I bless you, God, I'm saying, I praise you, God. And what we have described in this word for bless is an attribute of God. God alone is worthy of our praise. Why is he worthy of our praise? Well, in verse 2, if you read verse 2, you see he's worthy of our praise because he's our Father. We can claim him as our Father. But he's worthy of praise for more than that. He's worthy of praise because verse 3 says he's worthy of praise because not only is he my Father, but he is also the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize in the Old Testament, that was foreign to the people of the Old Testament? When you study the Old Testament, the phrase you find is, blessed be God, or blessed is God. And those words would refer to God as the father of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. And the Jews would say something to this effect, eternally is he to be blessed because he is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But today we are a people of grace. knowing and experiencing the grace of God. And today we have the privilege of blessing God because not only is He the Father of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but we know Him today as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and as my Father. That reason alone should be the supreme reason we bless God. That term, Father, is a very special term when you study it out. It deals with God as the Creator. It deals with God as the Preserver. It deals with God as sovereign over all. It speaks of God's loving kindness. It speaks of His care. And so today, God's Word says to us, in these difficult days we live in as His people, we should be a people who are blessing God and praising God because He is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that because He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we can bow and we can praise Him. The very one who sent His only begotten Son into the world so that people like yourself and like me who are not worthy of this relationship can be made recipients of His unmerited favor. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who should be blessed. We move on and see next the ones who have been blessed. Who hath blessed us? That first bless is an attribute of God, and now we have an activity or an action of God. It's to act in one's life on their behalf. It's to do something good for someone. And what we have is a statement here. God has blessed us. When did that happen? In the past. It's past tense. Think about it. We all do it. How often do we pray and say, Lord, bless us, when the truth of Scripture is we've already been blessed. We are a blessed people. How often in our prayers do we say we need to be blessed today and we need to really come to realization and understanding, I should be thanking God today because He has blessed me. Notice who's doing the blessing. It's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, that's why He deserves our eternal praise. He has blessed us in Christ. If it were not for Christ, none of these blessings would be known. So God the Father is worthy of eternal praise because He's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and because He has blessed us, and so we speak well, we praise Him. And when God blesses, think about it, He creates. What He creates is always good. So God has blessed us something good. Look at the recipients who hath blessed us. Verse 1 tells us Paul is writing first and foremost here to the faithful in Christ Jesus in Ephesus. And by application today, we take this and we see that it's also written to us who are the faithful in Christ Jesus in this world today. It's imperative that we recognize the necessity of salvation before we can understand God's blessing. You see, if you're not a recipient of the grace of God, then this blessing we're talking about is indeed foreign to you today. Or you could be here tonight and you could be saved, but you're not living the way you ought to, and you're probably the one sitting there and saying, in what way am I blessed? There's nothing good going on in this world. It's a terrible time to be living. Why? Because you're outside of the will of God. And what we need to understand is too often in our lives, we judge what is going on by the material blessings, and all the time forgetting that if all the material's taken away, if I am a child of God, I am still blessed. Do we ever think about that? We need to realize also that material blessings have a tendency to change. As a lad, if you'd given me a brand new football for my birthday or for Christmas, my eyes would have got real big and I would have been the happiest boy around. And no doubt I would have went outside and thought, what a blessing, I've got a new football. Give me a football today and see how I react. What am I supposed to do with this? Think back to that car you bought 20, 30 years ago. What a blessing that car was. Where's it at today? Cash for clunkers, probably. Rusted out. It didn't last. That's the way material blessings are. And we as God's people need to realize what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ lasts forever. Spiritual blessings. And in those days when all around us it seems as though the world is sorely spinning away and going downhill fast, focus on God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Full stop. The end of it. We are a blessed people. It's not the material, but it's the spiritual. And notice it is indeed the faithful in Christ Jesus who are blessed. And because we are blessed, it's the faithful in Christ Jesus who will bless God the Father. What a privilege we have. When we learn that truth, that we have been blessed by the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I believe we will be a radically changed people. When we learn the truth that the blessed ones are considered saints, beloved of God, we'll be a radically changed people. And even though we live in a spiritually bankrupt world, the truth remains firm and solid. We are a blessed people. Look at the third point. The blessing that the blessed one possesses. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Look at those words, with all spiritual blessings. That word all is easy to understand. It means each and every one. We don't fully see the extent of God's blessings right now. But the truth of Scripture is if we're a child of God, we possess the extent of His blessings. And not one single blessing has been withheld. We're all in this together. I'm not blessed above you. We all have all spiritual blessings. And notice that word, spiritual. You see, if you're not spiritual, then of course you don't experience and you don't recognize these blessings. That word spiritual refers to that which is communicated or imparted by He, the Holy Spirit. And again, this is the third word for blessing in this verse. The first one, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the attribute of God. The second one, who has blessed us, the activity of God. And now this one, with every spiritual blessing, that's the acquisition from God. And we're talking here about a favor or a gift or a benefit. When you think of something beneficial, God has done something for us. It's an advantage. We have every spiritual benefit and advantage that can be given in the Lord Jesus Christ. You get over to chapter 6 of Ephesians and you see why that's so important. Chapter 6, you enter into the warfare. And you cannot jump over to chapter 6 and enter into warfare until first you know and understand that you truly are a blessed people. Look at the location for these blessings. In heavenly places in Christ. Located in the heavenlies. Again, not mere earthly or material. Again, go back to the Old Testament and Israel in the Old Testament. They, at times in their life, had plenty of earthly or material blessings. They, at times, had land and wealth. But you see, very quickly in the Old Testament, it was always temporary. It came and it went. God's word to us today is that our blessings that we need to focus on is in the heavenlies. They're not earthly and temporal, but they are spiritual and eternal. And notice, they're in Christ. That's the name of our Lord and Savior, which is the anointed name, the Messiah name, the resurrection name. And implied in that name, Christ, is what our Lord Jesus Christ had to do before these things could be made known. Also implied is what he had to do to enable him to be Christ in our lives. Again, I cannot overemphasize it. If I'm not living in Christ, then I have no realization of what is mine in Christ. You see, it defines, this word in Christ defines a life of seeking and obedience in order for this great truth to become a reality in all of our lives. We have spiritual blessings resident in the heavenlies and in Christ, and these spiritual blessings have everything to do with that which is internal and eternal. Why is it so important to understand these spiritual blessings? Well, first of all, it's important that we understand them because they never change. Anything tangible, anything material, anything physical changes because our needs constantly change. What I used to consider a blessing might not be a blessing today. Material blessings constantly change, but spiritual blessings never change. Do you know what our world is trying to do today? Meet the needs of mankind with the changing material blessings. And the result of that, we're talking debt, trillions of dollars, whatever that word means. Who knows what the next word will be? Because it'll never be met. The greatest need for this world, the greatest need in your life, the greatest need for my life is to realize that in Christ I am a blessed person. Secondly, these blessings are important because they're not subject to time or space. They operate in the sphere where God is. God's the overseer of them. Bernie Madoff can't get his hands on these spiritual blessings. He can't touch them. The bankers can't touch these spiritual blessings. They're not going to wither away. God alone is the divine administrator. Third, these blessings are important because their source is the Lord Jesus Christ, telling me that they are pure and always perfect. Exactly what I need. Not requiring any kind of a Ponzi scheme. Not requiring anything that man can devise, but the Lord Jesus Christ himself, perfect and pure, is the source. The fourth one, this is one every Scotsman likes dearly. They're free. What do I have to do? Is there anything I can do? Anything I can pay? And not a cent required to come into these spiritual blessings. And then fifth, they're important because they are gracious. Not a one of us here tonight is worthy to be the beneficiary of these spiritual blessings. And even when we fail, when we sin, and we sin miserably, the truth of Scripture is they are still there and they are ours to claim in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. If only we'd come back and bow in repentance to him and humbleness before our Creator God, admitting our wrong, admitting our sin, and understanding that God did indeed commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, God loves each one of us in spite of what we have done or what we will do. And nothing is ever taken away because of our actions if we're faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, we judge everything today by looking at the material blessings. But they can all rot away. They can flutter away overnight. We know that. We've seen that. God's people, the faithful in Christ Jesus, should put their focus on God, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Think about the world we live in today. People who do not have anywhere near what we have here in America. People living in mud huts, joyfully serving the Lord without all the material. Why? Because their focus is on the fact that they are a blessed people. Sometimes the offering's taken and they do well to receive a chicken in the offering plate. A blessed people in Christ Jesus. Can we tonight turn our focus away from the material and get involved in God's work for world evangelism because of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Let us pray. Father, tonight we as a people must bow before you in humbleness and adoration, because truly we are a blessed people. We might be sitting here tonight the most destitute person in this building. But if we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the fact remains, I am a blessed individual. Father, we pray that our eyes would be removed from focusing so much on the material, and we would look to see who we are and what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and be motivated to engage ourselves fully and wholly into your work, because of your love for us. Thank you tonight for our time together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast of the Central Baptist Church in Ponca City, Oklahoma, with our visiting speaker, missionary Dan McCaskills. If you ever find yourself in Ponca City, we invite you to stop by and visit us just 1 mile north of Ponca City at the intersection of Highway 77 and Coleman Road. Give us a chance to get to know you. But until that time, God bless you. Have a great week, and thank you again for listening.